This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to Shaping Appalachia, a new program here from Morehead State University. I'm Jason Bland, along with Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, tell us a little bit about why Morehead State wants to do a program like this.
Thank you, Jason. It's really a pleasure and a privilege for me to be the host of this program. My particular interest in this, first of all, is to help inform our listening audience as to what's going on in our region. Appalachia is a great place for us to live and to work, and there's a lot going on here. Morehead State University is a significant force in this region. So informing is one, and then educating is the other. We want to make sure as a university that we're able to provide for the people in our listening region and beyond all of the reasons why they should consider participating in some way at Morehead State University. So those are the two big reasons.
Right now is a very crucial part of shaping Appalachia, because a lot of things are going on, and we want to provide a service and a chance for people that might not know what to do in a certain situation that Morehead State can help them.
Absolutely. We have lots of assets. We're deployed in many, many ways, and there are probably other ways that we can be of assistance. So we'll be bringing people onto the program as well as sharing information, and it's all designed to inform and educate.
So our first guest will be Jeffrey Lyles, Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services, and you have to have someone that will enable you to get into the university, and Jeffrey knows just what to do about that.
He does indeed. So our first topic, coming to Morehead State University as a student, what the processes are about, whether it's an affordable place to get an education, and what one might do to avail themselves of the opportunity.
We'll come back with Jeffrey Lyles after this break.
Morehead State has many online graduate degree and non-degree programs carefully designed to provide students with the tools they need to succeed in their careers and become leaders in their field. Whether you're an accomplished undergraduate student or a seasoned professional, gain the additional skills, credentials, or degree necessary for career progression. All of MSU's online programs are accredited through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Visit morehedstate.edu/gradschool for more information.
Whether you're a recent graduate or a longtime alumnus of Morehead State University, become active in MSU's Alumni Association by making a donation today. The Alumni Association offers great benefits, including discounts on Eagle gear at the university bookstore. For more information, visit morehedstate.edu/alumni or call 1-800-783-2586. Show your Eagle pride by becoming an active alumnus today.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Jason Blanton along with Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews.
Well, thank you again, Jason. We're excited to have Jeffrey Lyles with us. Jeffrey is the Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Management at Morehead State University, and that organization is responsible for recruiting students to the university, making sure that they're oriented properly, that they receive appropriate information and access to financial aid, both private scholarships, state and federally funded programs and the like. And then they also have a significant role to play in getting students started properly here. But let me back out just a little bit, though, and talk about, you know, why public education, why it's important. If you look at what's happened in our country just since the Great Recession, which began in 2008, what you realize is that those individuals in the workforce who had the most education were the least impacted by the recession. Let me say it a different way. Those students that only had a high school education or less is the largest group of people who were unemployed during the recession. Those with associate's degrees and baccalaureate degrees were more robustly employed and the like. So just for pure economic reasons, we know that having a college education is a primary mover in being successful in an economy. We want to provide that opportunity to the young people in our region, and so we want to talk about what it means to get a college education, why Morehead State University, is it affordable, and all of that, because there are some myths we want to debunk in this process. So, Jeffrey, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Definitely, I think we need to start with the affordability question there, that being on this show is great because you can share information that doesn't always get on the news. There are a lot of stories about the costs of going to college. The media covers those, but you don't hear about the resources available. We know that going to college is a dream for most people, and we want to make sure that they know that that dream is a possibility, so that not only hearing about the costs, but that we can also share information about the resources that are available to make that dream a possibility.
You know, as I think about it, Jeffrey, I sort of think about it in this way. When I go to buy a car, I walk out onto the lot, and I look in the window of that car, and there's a sticker price on there. And most anybody that buys an automobile realizes, well, you're not going to pay the sticker price. Most auto dealers discount. Are there discounts available in education at Morehead State University specifically? And if so, how does that work?
There are, and that's a good analogy that no one just goes and pays the cost. They have rebates or discounts. For college education, there are scholarships, there are grants, there's the direct loan program. There are a lot of ways to cover those costs. And again, most people just hear about the cost part, but not about those resources. So a good example is at Morehead State, the average student will receive enough in their grants from federal and state resources that they actually don't have to pay tuition. In fact, the average student gets $73 back a semester that can be used to help cover other costs. Those other costs can include things like living on campus, a meal plan, books. So it's really important for parents and students to understand that for us, nearly half of our students are eligible for the federal Pell Grant, for example. That means they have financial need to be able to go to college, and our students are able to do that, and they're able to do that because of these resources that are available.
Well, as you think about the resources, I mean, from a standpoint of a parent that might be listening to the program today, you have a student in high school, for example, and Kentucky is blessed in that we have a KEYS program. It's the Kentucky Educational Excellence Scholarship. And the average student that comes to the university, Jeffrey, their KEYS award is about?
It's around $1,700 now.
Around $1,700.
So a year.
A year. A year. So $1,700, the tuition at Morehead State University this fall semester is about
$3,700.
But it's significant, and a student has a KEYS award, and that stays with them for 4 years as long as they maintain good academic standing. It is a scholarship, but it doesn't require a student to have a 3.5 GPA or anything like that. They earn it through their high school. And that's really important. So that's one thing that's available to them. What are some other specific? You mentioned the Pell Grant. What's a Pell Award worth?
For a student who can receive the full Pell Grant, we're talking $5,600, $5,645 a year. So again, if you look at that, you're getting close to covering tuition there. You mentioned the KEYS Award. If you add those two together, you basically have your tuition expenses covered. The KEYS, I'm glad you mentioned that, because students and parents, as they're going through high school, receive a statement every year that tells them how much KEYS award that they have accumulated at that point. So they're able to track that. They don't have to start college thinking, I'm starting from scratch. That money is accumulating all through high school and is available for them there. Another resource that's available is the State College Access Program grant, or what we call the CAP grant. That's $1,900 a year. So just looking at the tuition example you gave earlier, the average KEYS award is $1,700. That leaves another $2,000. The CAP grant would basically cover that semester's tuition for the remaining part for the family then.
And we do one other thing here at Morehead State University, and I think we're unique in that regard. We will double the student's KEYS award if they meet certain criteria, right?
That's correct. For a student who has an ACT composite of 22 or above, we actually match their KEYS award. So there again, you know, is another great step toward the total cost. And once the student's tuition cost is covered, those funds can be used for those other expenses that, you know, their room in the residence hall on campus. If they have enough aid from the Pell Grant and from the CAP grant to cover their tuition, their KEYS funds can be used to cover their housing.
Well, and so if you think about the total cost of an education today at Morehead State University, we think about sticker price. And, Jeffrey, what you've just described is parents really need to be thinking about what scholarships and awards, grant programs are available. Those are well known. We've described a few of them. In addition to that, Morehead State University Foundation provides about $800,000 a year in scholarships that are privately funded. And those are all listed on the university's website?
They are, and if you go to moreheadstate.edu/scholarships, all of the scholarship opportunities are there. So you're correct, the privately funded scholarships are available. Morehead State University alone provides roughly $18 million a year in institutional scholarships. So the Eagle Excellence Award that you mentioned that matches the Keys Funds is one of those programs. The Kentucky Scholars Award is a $5,000 a year scholarship that's available to students. Our Commonwealth Scholarship is a full tuition scholarship. So, you know, we have hundreds of students who are accessing education by taking advantage of scholarships that they've earned from their good work in high school.
Jeffrey, if I'm a student transferring from a community college, is there any financial aid available for me?
There is. Those same programs we've already talked about, the federal and state programs are available for transfer students. And then we also have transfer scholarships. We have transfer scholarships available for students transferring from the Kentucky Community and Technical College system, specifically geared for them. And if you earn that scholarship, it basically lets you continue to pay the same tuition that you paid while at KCTCS. And then if you're transferring from another institution, we also have a transfer scholarship program for those students too.
There's a lot available here at Morehead State University that makes an education affordable. So myth number one that you read about in the newspaper and hear about on television and news reports and the like is college is becoming unaffordable. It has the cost of an education has increased, and the cost has been shifted to the students from the state, no question about it. But we've worked hard at Morehead State University to make sure there are avenues for students to receive an affordable education. There's no reason for a student not to meet their dream. Jeffrey mentioned that going to college is a dream for most students, and we're doing our part, our best to make sure the dream is attainable through an affordable education, and I'm proud of that.
I think myth number two in this process is that the process to get financial aid is complicated and hard to navigate. And in reality, completing the free application for federal student aid that we all refer to as the FAFSA is a relatively straightforward process. And one of the myths of that, though, is that you have to, as a student or a parent, wait until it's time to file your taxes, until you have your tax information to do that process. And that is not true. In fact, students should be completing the FAFSA for the coming academic year now. Many students, we had hundreds of students actually completed on January the 1st. The way to do that is simply use your prior year information, your final year-end pay stubs, do as good of an estimate as you can of that information. You can always come back later and complete that. With the FAFSA on the federal website, fafsa.ed.gov, there's a help site there. There's an 800 number, 1-800-4-FED-AID. They are very helpful. They will help walk you through the FAFSA process. But there are also people who are willing to help. We have our financial aid counselors at Morehead State who go to schools. They go to their libraries. Donna King, our financial aid director, went to Montgomery County's public library for anyone, adults, students, traditional age students, if they want to come to actually get help completing the FAFSA. We have a Commonwealth Educational Opportunity Center counselors in Prestonsburg, Ashland, at those campuses, so you can go in and an actual person will help you with this. So I think the bottom line is don't assume you can't do it. As we talked about, nearly half of our students are eligible for the federal Pell Grant. They have gone through this process. They have completed it. You can do it too.
And I think the key to success here is to ask. Know that you can contact our university. You can call the Enrollment Services Office at Morehead State University. Jeffrey will give you the number in just a moment. And call us and ask for help. Come to campus and visit. Let us sit down with you and explain the opportunities here at Morehead State University. Our goal is to provide an educated citizenry throughout our service region and beyond.
That is correct. We're ready to help. The 800 number is 800-585-6781. And we would be glad to meet with you. We do have open houses coming up where if you go to moreheadstate.edu/open house, you can register for one of those, or moreheadstate.edu/visit and set up a personalized visit. Meet with someone about the admissions process. Meet with a financial aid counselor.
And lastly, I would say, and we probably don't have a lot of time to talk about, but there are many employment opportunities on campus. So in addition to financial aid available, we have student workshops that are available federally sponsored and some sponsored by the university. So we will help students every way we can.
Jeffrey, we appreciate your time and stopping by and discussing that. And, of course, as you said, a lot of information is on our website, so all they have to do is go to moreheadstate.edu and find out what they need to find out.
Just let us know how we can help you.
We'll come back to wrap things up after this break. You're listening to Shaping Appalachia.
Whether you're a recent graduate or a longtime alumnus of Morehead State University, become active in MSU's Alumni Association by making a donation today. The Alumni Association offers great benefits, including discounts on Eagle gear at the university bookstore. For more information, visit moreheadstate.edu/alumni or call 1-800-783-2586. Show your Eagle pride by becoming an active alumnus today.
Morehead State provides much more convenient, affordable access to higher education. We can help you finish a four-year degree through our campus in Morehead or one of our four regional campuses in Ashland, Mount Sterling, Prestonsburg, the University Center of the Mountains in Hazard, or online. With programs in nursing, social work, business, education, technology management, and more, MSU offers many options for completing your degree. Visit moreheadstate.edu for more information and discover much more at Morehead State University.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, along with the host of the show, Morehead State University President Wade Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, take a look at the subject today, maybe the dream of a college education, and Morehead State still tries to provide everyone who comes to Morehead State or one of our regional campuses or online that dream.
You know, the most wonderful thing about education is it has always been the great equalizer. If you want to give people an opportunity to transform their lives, education is the vehicle through which that occurs. And at Morehead State University since 1887, we've been involved in helping people achieve dreams, and we're still in that business. I think Jeffrey did a great job of presenting the options, debunking some of the myths about what it costs, whether it's affordable or not. And what we want people to know in this region is it is affordable, the dream is attainable, and we're here to help people do that. And we want you to come, call, ask questions, and enroll.
I don't know the fact that if they're listening in the regional area is a fact that we want them to come to Morehead State, but we want them to get an education also, even if it's not here at Morehead State.
Absolutely. Our goal is to have an educated citizenry. We're blessed in that we have a wonderful community college system in Kentucky, and many students come to us as transfers. We appreciate that. We like that as an option. We'll scholarship those students if they meet some basic requirements coming to us from KCTCS. So there are lots of avenues.
Every time you give a speech at the commencement, you take a look and you make the graduates thank their parents and grandparents, everything. But we also make the first-time graduates from their family stand up and be recognized, because there are still people who are graduating for the first time of anyone in their family, and there are a lot of people in Eastern Kentucky that do that.
Well, and even in my own situation, in my family, my sister and myself and my two brothers, we all achieved college educations, but we were the first in our family to do that, and we're very proud of that. We always ask the students at graduation, if you're the first in your family to achieve a college education, stand up. 50-60% of our kids still stand up. That's an amazing statistic. So there's a lot more work to be done. We're on task and on target, and we want people to know, don't believe the conventional wisdom about a higher ed's not affordable. Don't believe that colleges and universities don't care about you. In fact, at Morehead State University, it's much more, and it's much more about you.
And I know that you need to start early. If you're a student or if you're a parent, get in there, take a look at the website, find out what you need to do. And as Jeffrey said, come visit Morehead State. Let us talk to you about whatever you have problems with.
Well, it is true, and Jeffrey emphasized this. Some of the scholarships available, or the financial aid, I should say, that's available, is time sensitive. So the earlier you apply, the better your chances are of attaining a grant, or in some cases a scholarship. So apply as soon as you can. Visit as soon as you can. Ask the questions that you have. and really concentrate on fulfilling your dream.
And I'll never give up, as you say, because you never know what that next door, once you open it with a college education, will provide you.
Our vision here, as I said earlier, is to inform and educate, to address issues and challenges that we face in our region, and we'll do that as we go along. My hope is that when we meet next month that we'll have on the show some graduates of Morehead State University that are in the workforce and allow them to reflect upon their education here and how that's enabled them to achieve their dream and what their dream fulfillment is like. And that hopefully will inspire others that are sitting there in the communities thinking about, gosh, I wonder if I can really do this.
And we're looking forward to that next month on Shaping Appalachia. For Dr. Wayne Andrews and Jeffrey Lyles, I'm Jason Blant. Until next time, we wish you a good day.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.